and the time is 6 a.m.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a non-for-profit station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on the frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in the years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call us at 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Kent Davies speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
Good morning, friends. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We are the Saturday Morning Show, here for you for the next 2 hours, 6 until 8. Then it's Green Planet Monitor, Mud Puddle Radio at 9. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Little wheel, spinning. Carol, feed those hamsters something, keep the power up.
As long as they're not mice.
This half hour, Carol on the Roof, looking for ancient radio waves. We've got Eartha Kitt for us as well. A little quote, take a look. Ooh.
Yes.
Book pages in Winnipeg Free Press today.
Yes.
Heavily weighted to children.
Oh, excellent.
Wake them, shake them. Then again, maybe just consider giving a child. Why? Because as the twig is bent, so the tree's inclined. At 6:02.
And?
Yes.
It's probably tax-free today.
Bingo. There you go. Yes, for the unforeseeable future, weirdness happening.
Well,
see what happens at breakfast.
There never was a tax on book. When there was a hidden tax on things, which brought the GST in, there was no tax on books. And then they slapped the books federally. But there was no provincial tax on books. So, that's all I have to say.
I was going to say, let's take a quick look at sports and hockey in the NHL. Okay. Winnipeg Jets, Thursday, we was robbed. But then again, as the Winnipeg Sun says, as you sow, so shall you reap. Mm. The Jets play the Canadiens tonight, 6 p.m. And then the Sharks on Tuesday, 9:30. In the AHL, the Manitoba Moose take on the Abbotsford Canucks tonight, 9 o'clock. Same again, Sunday at 6. In the Professional Women's Hockey League, I'm not sure. I looked up their schedule. The next game will be Tuesday, December 17th. Ottawa plays Boston. Belfast Giants beat the Dundee Stars, I'll say, 7-1 on Thursday. Giants play the Sheffield Steelers tomorrow in Belfast. Carol McKibben,
yes.
What about the weather for those who need to know?
Well, it's minus 8 degrees out there, so that's a lot better than it has been the last couple of days. It seems we're going to have a great period and perhaps a whole winter of dramatically cold followed by dramatically warm weather. Barometric pressure, 102.6 and falling. Humidity, just 71%. Wind coming from the south at 29, but gusting to 45. And that gives you a wind chill of minus 17. It's going to be mostly cloudy today. So if you're looking for the Geminids out your window right now, not there. Cloud. Wind coming from the south at 30, gusting to 50. A high today of minus 6. A wind chill of minus 19 this morning. but minus 14 this afternoon.
There you go. And we begin, as we always do, with your easy listening hit parade. And the thought of do not leave your bananas out on the porch. Considering that weather. The Banana Boat Song, then, a.k.a. brackets, Day-O, with his recordings of such tunes as the Banana Boat Song, Harry Belafonte, spread the calypso craze around the world in the late 50s. Began singing professionally in the late 40s. Later, since he was of West Indian heritage, spent part of his childhood in Jamaica, he sought out folk material that he believed would lead to discovering himself as a singer and as a human being.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and a drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Daylight
come and me want go home.
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Is a day, oh.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Is a day, is a day.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day-o, day-o.
Daylight come and me want go home. Daylight come and me want go.
Well, I'm sure there are people out there, Carol.
Oh, yes.
Right now, who are just saying, I want to go home. Yep, they've worked all night.
Yes.
Didn't even have a banana to get them through the night. Yes.
Yes. Well, I wondered if you liked the bass in that.
Yes, I did. And, of course, why they put him in the echo chamber? Well, it was the 50s, I suppose, it's hard to say. Yes, this is from, of course, your Easy Listening Hit Parade in the 40s and 50s. I just wrote a little bit more about Harry. Became one of the most successful and popular performers of the 50s and 60s. Day-O, written in the style of a West Indian work song by Irving Burgee, calypso performer and songwriter known as Lord Burgess. Burgee also wrote eight of the other songs featured by Belafonte on his album Calypso, which in 1957 became America's first million-selling AP. So Harry Belafonte, Tony Scott, his orchestra and chorus, Millard Thomas on guitar. You wouldn't remember that, would you? Now, there are other versions of that.
Well, Stan Freberg did a version, did he not?
Yes, he did, and I'm pretty sure we have that. I don't think Harry was too pleased with it.
I see.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So the whole thing is too hot to work during the day, right? So they work all night. And as soon as they see daylight,
that's it.
Tally it up.
Yep.
And let me go home.
Lisa Day, Lisa Day. We'll look for that, Stan Freeberg. See if we can play it in the new year. New year, I think Stan Freeberg's in our comedy spot again today.
He's a popular man at this time of year. So
this time of the year?
Yes.
Santa's coming to town. I heard more in a minute. Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. See if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight?
Oh, Santa has a previous engagement and he won't be able to come tonight.
Sure, sure.
The 25th, of course, is what I think, 24th, late night, Santa arrives. However, Santa, I was chatting with people at CBC yesterday.
Yes.
In conversation. I'm Megan Ketchison and Heather Wells and Marcy Marcuse. Looking forward to Santa arriving to do Radio Noon.
Oh, they're expecting him.
Yes, and they're expecting him. 12:30 to 1, take the children's phone calls there live on that little corner studio on Portage Avenue. If you know any children who would love to call, that's children calling.
Yes, and that's Radio Noon Christmas Eve.
Well, we call it Christmas Eve because it's 12:30 in the afternoon. So yes. What are you going to do? Yeah. The Christmas Eve day always sounds pretty weird, doesn't it?
It does, but that's what it is.
6:14. Yeah. Eartha Kitt there, yes. They're to accept no substitutes. Yes, other people have recorded that, but that was Eartha from 1953. American singer and actress. Oh, she had a very distinctive singing style, of course. 1953 recording of C'est Bon. Christmas novelty song, of course. She actually began her career in 1942. Appeared in the 1945 original Broadway theater production of the musical Carib song for, I guess, Caribbean.
Just just saying, Alan Sherman did a parody of Say Get Out.
Yeah. Yes. All right. I'm looking at a collection of quotable quotes. I always have a quotation for everything. It saves original thinking, said Dorothy Sayers. So for today.
Yes.
A great many people now reading and writing would be better employed in keeping rabbits. The Miss Sniffy, Edith Sitwell.
Oh, I see.
And we have here, religion for me is merely opium for the intellect, said Leon Tolstoy. Wait a minute. That's Leon Trotsky, sorry. I'm reading. Well, Mr. Tolstoy is here, but he's not. That's not him, no. They've put some of the writing sideways.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That's why you're turning and your book all around.
Yes. If you're afraid of loneliness, don't marry.
Oh.
Anton Chekhov. You can see that in his plays.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you not? Yes. Well, there's a couple of cheery little quotes for you to set you on your way then today. On December 14th at 6:16.
Okay.
On this day.
Yes.
1969. This was number one in the Billboard Hot Top 100. Oh, you recognize the singers, but have a think about who you think might have written this song.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me.
Pizza, poo, and magpie. That's what John Lennon called them. Peter, Paul, and Mary.
I see.
From their CD, not just the best of Peter, Paul, and Mary, but then /10 years together.
Right.
And so, who wrote that song?
Well, I was surprised to find out yesterday when we were logging the show, it was John Denver.
Well, you had a feeling.
I was thinking it was like Ian Tyson or somebody.
Well, you had a feeling it'd be somebody who'd been on the road.
Yeah, probably.
And that whole song, actually, I'm sure Miss Lonely Hearts could do something with that song.
I'm sure she could.
6:20, right, Carol McKibben, yes. If you will stand on your chair.
Okay, I'll get a scarf, but I don't think, and a toque, sure.
A toque would be good.
But I don't think I need my coat, really.
Push, and just above your head there. Okay. Just above my head, there's music in the air. I think we can find something. As we search the ether.
How are you doing?
Radio signal, something there.
They had the Christmas dinner in Lake Wobegon last night. Every last Norwegian was there with an appetite. Their teeth were brushed, their hair was combed, they smelled a fungicide. At the Sons of Canute Christmas dance and dinner, there was Clarence Peterson and Hjalmar Peterson and Gladys Peterson and Lois Peterson, Carl Peterson and Karen Peterson, Pete Peterson, he was there too. Knack of roast and herring and family recipes. And Svensson brought a couple quarts of bachelor farmer cheese. He opened up the cover and it knocked us to our knees. At the Sons of Knut Christmas dance and dinner, there was Clarence Anderson and Volly Anderson and Gladys Anderson and Lois Anderson, Martin Anderson and Karen Anderson and Andy Anderson. He was there too.
We had a lot of whiskey, we had a case of beer, and everyone drank faster as we saw it disappear. Then Svensson got some akavit and everybody cheered at the Sons of Canute Christmas dance and dinner.
There was Clarence Svensson and Hjalmar Svensson and Gladys Svensson and Lois Svensson, Albert Svensson and Karen Svensson, Svanny Svensson, he was there too.
We had a lot to eat that night. We drank a lot of wine. The meatballs and the cabbage, the pork roast would arrive. I filled up my plate and then I yumped right back in line at the Sons of Canute Christmas dance and dinner.
There was Clarence Jensen and Hjalmar Jensen and Gladys Jensen and Lois Jensen, Carl Jensen and Karen Jensen. Jens Jensen, he was there too.
Then we moved the tables, we woke up the band. I danced with all the teenage girls and held them by the hand. Ah, there's nothing warms an old man's heart like a sweet young woman can. At the Sons of Canute Christmas dancing, oh, it was something.
There was
Christina Larson and Christina Svensson, Christina Peterson, Christina Olsen, Christina Anderson, Christina Jensen. And then my wife, she says to me,
that's enough for you.
Yes, dear.
In the morning we swept all the trash away and pute on our overcoats and we said a last adieu. We said goodbye in the hallway and said goodbye on the stairs. We said goodbye on the sidewalk in the cold December air. Then we leaned against the cars and said goodbye out there at the Sons of Canute Christmas dance and dinner. Christina Nielsen and Elsa Nielsen and Jenny Nielsen and Christopher Brown and Philip Brunel and Janice Hardy
and Charlie, I believe that you was there too. It has been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon. It's been cold,
But then, of course, it's Christmas. Anyway, cold is a stimulant of sound thinking. We know that. There's nothing like cold to bring you back to reality. And the reality is we're very lucky. It's Christmas. Our hearts are open. It's the time when all ages and all times meet as one. We're the parents, and we are the children. Childhood is the country we had to leave behind. And at Christmas, we get to go back and try to speak our very first language. In Lake Wobegon, the strings of lights are hung over Main Street. The angels, the wise men, the shepherds, the manger and the star stand in the square, in front of the municipal Christmas tree, in front of the statue of the unknown Norwegian, whose right arm reaches out toward the west in a grand gesture toward the frontier. But at Christmas, it looks like he's just reaching toward the tree to straighten it and put a little tinsel on the top.
Ancient radio waves. Go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Garrison Keillor. You heard the name Janice Hardy there at the end?
Janice Harding, yeah.
Hardy.
Oh, Hardy. No. I thought it was Harding.
Yes, Janice Hardy was a mezzo-soprano. Oh. Okay. So, Garrison Keillor, the Lake Wobegon Lutheran Church, this recorded in Studio M in Minnesota Public Radio.
Oh.
Which, of course, reminds you of his Lake Wobegon programs.
Yes,
of course,
yeah. Well, it did remind me of probably many parties in Gimli, where the names
there
are all Icelandic.
And yes, all, yes, yes.
Halda's daughter and daughter, yeah.
Winnipeg Free Press today, book pages, festive reads, offer comfort and joy for young readers of all ages. Helen Norrie gets two pages, and she includes, for the earliest readers, ages 0 to 3, The Very Hungry Caterpillars, Peekaboo Christmas.
Oh, really?
So if you can take something that's already worked, can you get more out of it? And Anishinaabe Christmas by Wob Canoe.
Oh, nice.
Illustrated by Aaron Hill.
That's for the little kids.
That's into the early readers, ages 4 to 7. Also in that category, Hanukkah by Leslie Newman, illustrated by Rotem Teplo. And How the Grinch Lost Christmas.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure if this will work, but Helen thought it did.
Dear.
Dubbed a sequel to How the Grinch Stole Christmas, amusingly illustrated picture book describes how the Grinch decorates a huge Christmas tree for his town, but is furious when he doesn't win first prize for decorating.
Uh-oh.
So, narrated in rhyming text, and the illustration reminded me more of a later Grinch. Anyways, as I say, two pages as well, and identified... No, I take it back. Now, How the Grinch Lost Christmas, very Susie in its cover. And as well as I say, I guess there are four pages again.
Yes. Now what age group are you in?
Oh, no, that was it. Two pages for the children's.
Oh, I see.
And now I'm into the Paper Chase, which is Ben Sigurdsson's column. So he's talking about the books, the Canadian books that were the top-selling. Top-selling Canadian title of 2024.
Oh,
Wabashig Rice's 2018 novel, Moon of the Crusted Snow.
Right.
Top-seller. Behind it... number two, Louise Penny.
Wow.
Not surprising. Louise Penny's detective novel, The Grey Wolf, second spot, which is impressive because it was published in late October of 2024. Now, the third annual Dave Williamson Short Story Contest competition coming up, presented by the Manitoba Writers Guild. Now accepting submissions. First prize, $1,000. It's open to writers age 18 or older, living anywhere in Canada. $20 submission fee to enter. More details or to submit your work, see WFP, that's Winnipeg Free Press, so WFP.to/AMQ. I'll repeat that, wfp.to/AMQ. Or you might want to read the pages of the Winnipeg Free Press, the book pages. You can probably find it online as well.
And this is for fiction?
The Dave Williamson Short Story Competition.
Short story.
Short stories.
Right.
And here's a review by Ron Robinson of How to Lose a Country. The Seven Steps from Democracy to Fascism. I'll just give you the opening teaser, shall I? The lead. Most nonfiction books have the shelf life of a mayfly. How true that is. I looked that up. Yeah, the issues lose their impetus. Counterarguments erupt. Sometimes the book itself produces changes. So how do we explain a book that was published in 2019, reissued? Yes.
Right.
Well, Ikki Telemelurkin is exiled, self-exiled, but really pushed along from Turkey. And there are a couple of differences in the book. One is, it was previously called From Democracy to something like Totalitarianism and the like, but it's been changed to read to Fascism. So it's a lot more current, don't you know? You're going to use the word fascism. So I reviewed that in the Winnipeg Free Press. Oh, how to avoid losing your country, in other words. So there were some good advice in the pages there.
Yeah,
that book,
sure,
which is called, again, How to Lose a Country, is a big full title if you're looking for it. Or as Margaret Atwood says on the cover, this is essential. Maggie has spoken. And as for the children's books, I had one more thought. As Dr. Johnson used to say, much can be made of a Scotsman if he be caught young. So similarly, if you can...
Yes, get them reading
yeah,
early.
Yes, yes. Next thing you know, the bookstores will survive. What?
Yes.
And the bookstores' pensions will... No.
Yes. And the libraries.
That too, and the libraries. At 6:31, do we have time? Oh, we're going to work it in anyways. And that is the advice from Mary. Mary, from the pages of the Spectator magazine from 12th of April, 2008. Dear Mary, question... Two writer friends who were due to join me for dinner last Thursday night arrived at 9:30 p.m. instead of the agreed time of 8:30 p.m. They claimed to be completely unaware that the clocks had gone forward a full 5 days beforehand. Neither of them works in an office, and neither watches television. Even so, Mary, can you rule for how many days after the clocks have gone forward, or back for that matter, is it still acceptable to be unaware of the time change? Signed, C.B., Aldeburgh, Suffolk. Mary's answer? Even those recluses who divorce themselves entirely from the rest of the world should be aware, after a maximum of 24 hours, that something has changed in the world. The scientist, Rupert Sheldrake, would probably say that they would absorb this information by morphic resonance, even if no clocks were available. Your friend's excuse bleats of childishness and attention-seeking. You should have given them a brief but quite gritty verbal warning before proceeding to welcome them in the manner that normal rules of hospitality dictate. In other words, you probably should have made them feel sheepish. Bah, humbug. Spectator magazine 5 days later.
Yes.
I would have said, oh, you missed it. It was yesterday. At 6:33. Turner Classic Movie Channel.
Dear. Yes.
Looking at what's on today. 11 a.m. this morning. MAME. Well, 1974. Lucille Ball, Robert Preston. Good effort, I think, is what was said of that. 3 p.m. The Shop Around the Corner. 1940, directed by Ernst Lubitsch, Margaret Sullivan, Jimmy Stark, and of course, remade, as you well know. But it still stands up quite nicely. 3 o'clock today. 7 o'clock tonight, The Go-Between.
Oh dear.
1971.
Is that Alan Bates?
Julie Christie, Alan Bates.
Right.
Goo Goo Gaga. Things go wrong.
Yep.
Well, attention must be paid. 7 o'clock tonight. or you can read the book for that matter. Sunday,
right,
5 a.m. on borrowed time, 1939. An old man and his son trapped death in a tree. It's been done several times, but it was done very well. Lionel Barrymore, Cedric Hardwick, as he's locked
I'm
up in the tree.
I'm not sure if I saw
well,
that.
Nobody dies while he's up in the tree.
Oh, wow.
And Beulah Bondi.
Holy smokes.
5 a.m. tomorrow morning. You might want to set your timer for that. Carol, will, if you want to phone Carol, she'll explain to you how that's done. It's like the detectorist when Becky leaves in a great huff and Andy is now bereft because he doesn't know how to turn on the TV. There are three remotes and only Becky knows how. So that's 5 a.m. Sunday then on borrowed time, 1939, if you want to tape that. 6:45 a.m., meet John Doe, Gary Cooper, Barbara Stanwyck. Yes. 11:15, Hans Christian Andersen from 1952 with Danny Kaye. Yeah, he's bound to sing this. In fact, I'm almost sure he does.
Oh, okay.
Thumbelina, Thumbelina, tiny little thing. Thumbelina, dance. Thumbelina, sing. Oh, Thumbelina, what's the difference if you're very small? When your heart is full of love, you're 9 feet tall. Though you're no bigger than my thumb.
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 Sweet Thumbelina, don't be glum.
Don't be glum.
Now, now, now. Come, come, come.
Thumbelina, Thumbelina, tiny little thing. Thumbelina, dance. Thumbelina, sing. Oh, Thumbelina, what's the difference if you're very small? When your heart is full of love, you're 9 feet tall.
Than my toe,
than my toe,
and then my toe,
than my toe,
and then my toe,
than my toe.
Sweet Thumbelina, keep that glow,
keep that glow,
and you'll grow, and you'll grow, and you'll grow. Oh, Thumbelina, Thumbelina, tiny little thing. Thumbelina, dance. Thumbelina, sing.
Oh, Thumbelina, what's the difference if you're very small? When your heart is full of love, you're 9 feet tall.
Bit of Vanished Vinyl for you there. Danny Kaye working up a sweat from an LP, which I see came from the Fort Garry Library before it was turfed. Danny Kaye singing selections from the Samuel Goldwyn Technicolor production, Hans Christian Andersen, yes, and on the other side, Tubby the Tuba. So they have a picture of him. There he is, as Hans Christian Andersen with Tubby the Tuba.
Oh, yes.
I don't think the two of them actually ever met, but there you are, and it talks a bit about Danny Kaye, what he had done and how this was a break from him, etc. But then he did very well. I think he did some work for the UN as well, for children as well.
Oh, I don't remember that.
6:38.
I'm Major General, retired David Fraser, author of the Operation Medusa, the furious battle that saved Afghanistan from the Taliban. And you're listening to CKUW FM 95.9.
Oh, I see. I'd made a note of one other movie for Turner Classic Movie Channel at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Christmas in Connecticut. Never miss
what
it.
What time?
5 o'clock. 5
tomorrow
p.m.
Yep. Excellent.
Barbara Stanwyck.
Might be my favorite Christmas
well,
movie.
Well, yes.
What it's a, just
what
a movie
fraud
that's...
she is. A total fraud. Lovable fraud, though.
Yes.
Lovable fraud.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great comedy.
And you know, you don't want her to marry that bozo.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true. And now I forget what I was going to say. Never mind.
One of your favorite?
Well, yes. Yep.
Do you have a favorite scene? Or
I do like I was just going to say, it's like Die Hard. People think Die Hard's their favorite Christmas movie.
Right.
And Christmas in Connecticut, the title is Christmas, and it's set around Christmas time, but it's not like anything to do with Christmas.
Heavy, heavy, heavy Christmas.
Oh. Right, yeah.
My favorite scene is where they're putting a diaper on the baby.
I was going to say the baby.
Yes. That's it. I'm not giving it anyway.
Okay.
All right. Those of you who...
It's very funny.
A little early for the children, but the day will come. In fact, the time is here.
Yes.
I think to get them out on the street, yes, helping neighbors, that sort of thing.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Neighbors like us.
Oh, dear. Yeah, and is that time.
Oh, when the snow comes through, piling high up chip on the roof. And your face gets so cold, you wish your frozen nose was weatherproof. Out on the front steps, you're trying to see, yeah, how to eliminate the snow drifts. You set yourself free. Shovel the sidewalk, pull those ziplocks down, wrap that scarf all around. You got your snow boots on, I guess the summer's gone. Shovel the sidewalk, sidewalk. Out in the lane you hear the sound of spinning wheels everywhere. When your neighbors come to ask for help, pretend that you're not there. Shovel the sidewalk down to the street, yeah, so you can go and see your baby and thaw out your feet. Shovel the sidewalk, pull those ziplocks down, wrap that muffler around. You got your snow boots on, I guess the summer's gone. Shovel the sidewalk, sidewalk. Shovel the sidewalk down to the street, so you can go and see your baby thought your feet. Shovel the sidewalk and pull those ziplocks down, wrap that scarf all around. You got your snow boots on, I guess the summer's gone. Shovel the sidewalk, sidewalk, sidewalk.
Leave me alone. Yes, there we are. Seasons Bleeding was the name of the cassette.
Yes.
And it was the Easy Tease with James Hickerson.
Yes.
That's a long time ago, Carol.
Right.
I don't even know there's a date on this. Timeless. Timeless. There's no date, of course.
Didn't you want to sing with the Easy Tease? Just like sing along?
I did. I had them in the studio to do a little interview, and they all said no. No, we don't want you singing with us. Shovel the sidewalk. But what I can say is James Hickerson has come several times to my reading of A Christmas Carol, and he volunteered to play guitar.
Wow.
So this year, James Hickerson and I, A Christmas Carol at Dahlenfurt Museum, 19th, 20th, 21st. The 22nd is sold out. Sorry about that. 19th, 20th, 21st. You're coming on the 19th, are you?
Yes.
Very good. Very good. So you can give us, we'll watch to see you cup your ear or see what you think of the combination of not all music, of course, but little extra touches here and there to give it a bit of boost.
Yep.
Dahlenfurt, go to the museum. Dahlenfurt Museum online. Look it up.
Yes.
Get your tickets now. The weather looks like the weather will be good if you can trust that far ahead. 19th, 20th, 21st, 7:30 at night, but doors open at 7. You can come on in and have a look at the main floor of the house included in your price of admission. Sizzle,
excellent.
Carol. Sizzle as well as the steak. It's always so important.
Yep.
6:43.
Well, they usually have the dining room table laden with Christmas meal.
Oh, that's right, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not that you can eat it or touch it, but it's there to drool over.
You can stand
and
at the door.
There will be hot drinks because we break after the third stave as well.
Okay.
6:43.
Yes.
On this day, 1961, Jimmy Dean's Big Bad John, the first country song to get a gold record.
Wow.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big
John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With Jackson timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Jimmy Deaton with the censored version, of course, of Big Bad John. He finishes with Lies a Big, Big Man. Yeah, that's not the original. Right. Jimmy Deaton, who says he wrote that on an airplane, actually.
Oh.
On his way to a recording session in Nashville. He had other novelty slanted pop hits, too, such as Dear Ivan and PT 109. Can't go wrong. Did very well for him. 647. On this day, Carol McKibben.
Yes. What year?
1911.
Ooh, wow.
Norwegian Roald Amundsen's Antarctic expedition. It's the first to reach the South Pole.
Man.
No, I think it's over there. it's moving.
It's a compass. Yeah.
Oh, could be trouble.
Trouble.
And of course, somebody else arrived, what? Maybe a month later?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yep, sorry. Somebody's already
made it. We were here first.
Yeah.
Poop. Hardly strong enough for it is. Little Ray Vaughan Williams with Sinfonia Antarctica there for you. Yes. Just a teaser just to give you the feel for, don't go out there. You don't want to be there. No. And you know what? There are no penguins there. I used to think that the penguins were at the South Pole.
Well, they're in Antarctica, but they're not right there at the South Pole. They're closer to the sea.
But I was watching QI the other day.
Oh, yes.
And they said, this is the only bird at the South Pole, and it eats other birds' eggs and the like. And so somebody said,
Rod Gilbert.
How can there be only one bird if this bird is eating other birds' eggs? Aha! Aha! Explain that, Sandy. QI, because we're on a free ride, are we?
Yes, we are.
We are Shaw people, and is it got a yellow line under it on the screen?
Well, it's all written in yellow.
Yes, and that tells you that a free month a free or ride. Two on, is it BBC One?
This is our...
BBC.
BBC First, something like that. We've had 2 months, and we might get January, too. I can't remember.
Well, stay tuned.
Every year.
You know, some good things on there. The Chase and...
lots of trivia shows.
Trivia shows, yes.
Yep.
All right, 6:49 and just around the corner. But you know, there are some people...
What?
...who don't believe.
Thank you.
This is the season. My name is Wednesday. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch at a homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
All the trimmings. Cranberry sauce. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Mm-hmm. Scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Olives, pickles, scallions.
Mm-hmm. Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh. You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
What's the matter, Joe? What's the matter, Joe?
Bringing a guy in on a 409-6325-096704.
You mean?
Yeah. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We questioned the guy who didn't believe in Santa Claus, a guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge, is that right?
Yeah.
You said you didn't believe in Santa Claus?
It's hard to believe what you said. Did you really say that?
Sure I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshot.
Any fingerprints?
Mm-mm, no latent prints. I just know that's all. It's like saying there isn't any Easter Bunny.
That's another guy there ain't no of.
Mm-hmm, well, that's your story, mister.
Joe, he just said that to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge, didn't I pick you up 3 years ago on a 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah, I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister, I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do you?
Nothing. And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk right out of this room. Because you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm going to prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Pretty funny. The police department's got nothing else to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me. Right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail.
I took Grudge over to the helicopter, got in, flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurrying in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people, but I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How were those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care, but I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children, nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in their heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums. But you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job, get to the North Pole. 11:45 p.m. We arrived at the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Sandy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Just tickle me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short on help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Mm-hmm. That figures.
What a waste of time.
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would come on the one night he's out in the whole year.
Mm-hmm. What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job? Feed them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish. Olives, pickles, and them carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us through the workshop.
My boss will be back for the second load pretty soon. Say, would you all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Well, you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Would you believe it? They're all for the same man, been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Mm-hmm, we know.
I don't suppose there's no chance that this guy can still...
Get the presents? Oh, sure. He gets them all the minute he believes. But I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to hear it.
Come on, Mr. Brownie. What's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The Brownie saw us at the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then I believe in Santa Claus and Columbus.
How about Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I still ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Look, Grudge, up in the sky. He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah, he must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
That's about the size of it.
Well, there you go. Wouldn't be Christmas without scallions. Gallons of scallions. 656, Stan Freberg from a one CD set. Master Satirist, 21 Classic Originals. Wait a minute. Carol McKibben?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to have to
Peter
go looking.
Leeds,
we're going to have to go looking.
Billy
no,
May?
No. I was looking for the Banana Boat song here, Ardeo.
Oh, you thought it would be on there?
Not on this.
Uh-oh.
I do have other material. Anyways, Christmas Dragnet, known as Yule Net, Part 1 and Part 2, with Stan Freberg and Dawes Butler.
Uh-huh.
He had a bit of a stable of people that he worked with at 6:56. In the next half hour,
yes,
Children's Corner. And we've got something special for you there from, not even giving it anyway.
Okay.
A song and some readings. And I see you have the jumble there in your hand.
Certainly.
Jumble, J.M. Billy, jumble, part of the service, one word.
Do you want the easy one or the really, really easy one?
The easy one, then.
L-I-H-E-W.
While.
Yes.
While away the hours.
While.
I see.
Yep.
Okay, a close call there.
That was the easy one.
That was all right, let's leave it at that. It's all part of the service here on the Saturday Morning Show. Now, we will be back after 7 o'clock, of course, with one more hour for you. Live here from a small, dark room on the fourth and a half floor of the University of Winnipeg in downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Yep.
Don't tell Mr. Trump. 6:57.
Western Hemisphere, the year.
On the same 1997,
yep.
Stubby K died.
Oh.
He of, Cat Ballou. You remember him with Nat King Cole there? But particularly, I guess, Guys and Dolls. I know you're thinking, I'm going to play Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat.
Oh, I love that
warning
one.
To you. No, no, got something else right here.
Okay.
Guys and Dolls from Guys and Dolls.
What's playing at the Roxy? I'll tell you what's playing at the Roxy. A picture about a Minnesota man so in love with a Mississippi girl that he sacrifices everything and moves all the way to Biloxi. That's what's playing at the Roxy.
What's in the Daily News? I'll tell you what's in the Daily News. Story about a guy who bought his wife a small ruby with what otherwise would have been his union dues. That's what's in the Daily News.
What's happening all over? I'll tell you what's happening all over. Guy sitting at home by a television set who used to be something of a rover. That's what's happening all over. Love is a thing that has licked them, and it looks like Nathan's just another victim. Yes, sir, when you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll.
When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane. There's only a John can be for a Jane.
When you meet a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat that could flatten a Taj Mahal, call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money that the guy's only doing it for some dough.
When you see a Joe saving half of his dough, you can bet they'll be minking it for some dough.
When a bum buys wine like a bum can't afford, it's a cinch that the bum is under the